The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening and welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, sitting in for John Stabmiller tonight. Today's date is September 24th, 2020. Our phone lines, 1-800-313-9443. Some good articles on the website, republicbroadcasting.org. Some new stuff put up there today by Mike and John. You want to go check this site out here, republicbroadcasting.org, and check out the new articles, the banner articles. Good stuff. Share it with others. Happy to sit in today. Didn't plan on doing this. I planned on doing a duo with John today, but he's got some issues, so I'm going to take over today and do the best I can to fulfill your entertainment needs. Hopefully stimulate some thought here. Last couple days in between work, I've been writing down ideas here and there. I was going to use for my Sunday show, but what the heck. I got plenty, and I will just share what I know with you. And I want to hear from you tonight. 1-800-313-9443. Well, 2 days ago, I made a prediction. I saw what was going on in Louisville, Kentucky, boarding up the windows of offices and federal buildings. And I said, well, I know what's coming now. It's quite obvious. There's going to be a no guilty verdict for the three officers on murder charges against a 26-year-old black female by the name of Breonna Taylor. And I was right. How did I know that? Well, it must be the boarding up the windows thing must have been the trigger to say something's going to happen here and it's not going to be well received here. So we're seeing right now in Louisville, Kentucky, among other cities here, Atlanta, New York is getting in on the act. I think Portland's still doing their little thing. Chicago is always doing their thing. Seattle, I don't know if CHOP is still around, CHUMP or whatever is there. But it appears that this is the perfect opportunity. You might call this the perfect storm, the perfect racial storm that Black Lives Matter has created and is enjoying the success of these riots. At the same time, I'm also hearing in the works that they're talking about reparations. Boy, I tell you what, all in one breath, you're talking about reparations as you're tearing down and burning down cities. You know what? You don't get any empathy from me. I'm sorry. It ain't going to happen. Not on my watch. Hopefully never in my lifetime will I ever or you ever see reparations paid out for something you had nothing to do with. Never, ever given to that one. So Breonna Taylor is shot 6 times in her bed, I guess. I'm hearing some bits of information that's conflicting. I don't even know what's really true in this situation. We got a no-knock warrant. I guess a no-knock warrant in the middle of the night, they can just barge down your door with a battering ram, knock it down, go in and do what they got to do. And, you know, if you reach for something they think it could be, maybe you're reaching for your cell phone to call the police, it's a gun to them and they'll shoot you dead. And, well, hey, you reach for something and we feared for our lives, so we were justified in killing you. So I'm saying to myself here, when this thing happened 6 months ago, we didn't hear about it. Perfect timing now. perfect timing now that they bring this one out here and say, hey, look what happened. Black lives matter. All lives matter. Oh, you can't say that. I'm sorry. That's a racist comment. Don't ever get caught saying all lives matter. Don't ever say that. I say it all the time. I'm going to continue to say hell with them. So we get this woman who's killed, evidently her boyfriend, I guess, is a drug dealer. So if you think, why the no knock? Why not just wait it out? You know, the guy's got to go out to his car. He's got to go to the drug store to get some smokes. He's got to go to the liquor store, pick up some liquor. Can't you just nab him then? Why do you got to be so dramatic about this? Have a SWAT team dressed up, your little SWAT vehicle show up at somebody's house and then knock down the damn door. I mean, this is like major drama TV. I think that if they all must get erections by being able to have this kind of authority to knock down a damn door and dictate, I'm here, I can do whatever the hell I want. I just don't know why they go to that extreme. I don't know why they just don't wait things out, wait for you to step outside, nab him, search the house, got the search warrant, a real search warrant from a judge, go search the house for the drugs and what you're looking for. By the way, they did not find the drugs in the house. So the family was paid $12 million. To me, that is admitting fault in her death. And I don't know much about her other than she's an EMT. They're showing a nice picture of her in a blue uniform, holding an award or something. I thought maybe she was a police officer, but she's just an EMT. And now I'm hearing that she was actually fired. I don't know that to be true, but I just don't know why they have this thing, this no-knock warrant. You know, if you're going to surprise somebody, you can surprise them in the morning when they get their coffee. They haven't had their coffee yet, and they walk outside with their dog to watch their dog do their business. You grab them. There's no firing. There's nothing. There's no violence. There's nothing. You get your man. It doesn't sound dramatic, but it's you de-escalate, not escalate, you de-escalate. So what I'm hearing now that they said it was a no-knock warrant. They didn't have to knock, but they said they knocked three times. So the first question I came up with, where's your body cam footage? Where's your body cam footage? Everybody's got their body cams on. You guys are high tech. You guys are militarized. Where's your high tech body cameras right now? Oh, they didn't work. Oh, we forgot to turn them on. We were so excited that we forgot to turn the damn things on when we broke down the door. So you're going to have to take our word for it that we did knock three times. And then we just barged in. You know, I say knock three times. Don't you wait for somebody to come to the door to answer? You just don't knock three times and knock down a door. So let's see the body cam footage to verify what they're telling us is the truth. Because I just don't buy it. I've seen law enforcement lie too many times, and I just don't buy it. So we'll see if that ever happens. I haven't heard anybody talking about, where's the body cam footage? Where is it? I don't know. By the way, what's off the radar right now? Whatever happened to this little 4-foot dwarf that walked up on two police officers and shot them point blank? Whatever happened to the dwarf running away? Have we heard any more about that story? Have they caught the little dwarf? Have they caught him yet? Or can I say dwarf? Or do I have to stick with PC little people? I don't know. I'm not going to be PC tonight, people. I don't like PC. PC, another PC that I'm familiar with right now is what we all look around and we see everybody wearing a mask when they shouldn't be wearing a mask. You're wearing a mask in your car. You're on a jog somewhere. You're on a lake. You're on a windy beach, sunny beach, and you're wearing a mask all by yourself. That's PC. That's psychological COVID. It's now a mental disorder. I'm sure you've seen this. I'm not sure I haven't heard of Moderna working on a psychological COVID fix, a pill, maybe a vaccine. I don't know. So the other cities are getting involved in this rioting, and it's not protests. These are riots. This is Christmas time. This is Christmas time in the fall, because we just reached fall. What, Tuesday? Yeah, it's fall. It's Christmas and fall. Good time to enrich yourselves. Good time to get some high top sneakers, get the nice flat screen TV, get all kinds of cool stuff. And you got a great excuse because you've been oppressed. You've been oppressed your whole life. You know, when I hear people saying, black people saying they've been oppressed, people who are prominent still speaking this, well, we've been oppressed, really. You make about $100K a year. What do you make on working for CNN and MSNBC? Anybody of color? What do you get? What kind of salaries are you guys drawing? If you're oppressed, how'd you get that job? How'd you get that job? How's a black man become president of the United States in a country supposedly that has systemic racism? How's that possible? It's not possible. The load of crap they're feeding you that exists. There is no systemic racism. There is racism. And we will always have people who hate other people. But is it systemic? No. No, it's not. So, again, I predicted this one in St. Louis. And what's really I found quite interesting was the U-Haul truck. They got some pictures of it, video, of a U-Haul truck. Poor old U-Haul. First, it was ridered with the Oklahoma City bombing and Timothy McVeigh. And now, in the news in a bad way, is U-Haul. A crappy fleet of trucks there. I've had those things there. They're on their last mile. What do you got? I mean, gerbils underneath the hood of this thing. This thing's barely working. It's only $19.95 a day. Yeah, okay, $19.95 a day. I guess I can't complain too much here. I only need it to go 3 miles down the road. So hopefully it won't break down in between. I won't have to call a tow service for 3 miles. But I did notice the van, and I guess the first question came to my mind was, who rented the van? Under what pseudo-name? Who's behind this? Who's funding all the rioters in all these cities? Who's sending all these people out to these different cities? Because they're not coming from inside the city. Most of them are coming outside the city here. So we know this thing is heavily funded. It is being fueled. The money is going through to keep these people doing what they're doing, tearing down these cities. So if we were to actually think about determining, labeling an organization like Black Lives Matter or Antifa as a terrorist organization, could we not use the same guidelines that we use on international terrorism, which means we go after the funding? We cut the head off the funding, and it all goes away. It stops. Now, there's no association with militia groups and Black Lives Matter and Antifa. For some reason, people think, well, if you label this one as a domestic terrorist group, then what about the militia groups? Well, the militia groups are actually there to basically take over when government cannot be there, or to take on a tyrannical government. It's a backup system. It's a second set of eyes to make sure you're treated fairly. It's just a backup plan. Unlike this Black Lives Matter group, which has hijacked their mission statement of protecting black lives and pointing out excessive police force, and they are way beyond that. It's because they are using force, violence, destruction to make the point, don't do this. Isn't that funny? Isn't that kind of ironic? Don't do these things to us, but we can do them to everybody else. And even targeting even black businesses. I tell you what, if I was a black business owner and somebody did this to I would be so, so angry. I think what's going to happen here at some point in time, you remember the term postal, going postal? I think we may have that with the cancellation culture and people just canceling people. And it's not just you getting terminated and fired because you said something like, well, all lives matter, which is the umbrella covering everybody. It should be a good thing to say, yes, all life matters. It all matters. It's all important. Oh, no, you can't say that. And for you saying all lives matter, that means you don't believe blacks' lives matter first. You should say that first before you say all lives matter. So we're going to cancel you. You're going to be fired. You're going to lose your income. You're going to lose your life. We're not happy with that. We're going to destroy you for saying that and send a message to other people that you can't say all lives matter. Well, I anticipate every man has his limits. I think that was a phrase in a Clint Eastwood movie. Man has got to know his limitations, but every man has his limits, his breaking point. And you can get the sanest of man who can be pushed beyond the limits and say, that's it. They snap. They take revenge. They go postal. I think that's what's going to happen here. People who are being canceled will cancel others. And they'll say, why? I've got nothing to lose. The sad part about it is after they cancel somebody else, they'll cancel themselves because they don't want to spend the rest of their life in prison. But they're going to send a clear message to people who try to cancel and ruin the lives of others. There are consequences for canceling people, for having a difference of opinion. Interesting times, aren't they? Interesting times. Interesting times. I guess only one officer of the three was charged with a warrant disregard of life, having shot more than 20 rounds. He must have just sprayed it all around because he went into the apartment next door. So he's the only one. Everybody else, no. I still want to see that body cam footage. There's got to be a body cam footage of this many people. Somebody has a camera. Somebody knows what happened. But that's probably going to conflict with the stories that they told. There's a right way to protest, and there's a wrong way. What we're seeing is the worst of the worst, the wrong way. I'm all for protest. I've been on many a protest. Never got violent. You lose your message when you become violent. It's all over. It's about the violence now. It's not about the message. Just the other day, I watched a little bit. Just a little bit. I don't watch too much Fox. A little bit of Tucker Carlson, a little bit of Laura Ingraham. Can't stand Hannity. Insanity Hannity, I call him. And she made a good comment, her opening monologue log yesterday with the Black Lives Matter and the riots and everything and the protests in all these cities and this destruction. She said, you know, talked about systemic racism, which she agrees. It does not exist, systemic. But acts as if we've made no progress in race relations since the 1950s and 1960s, and I have to agree. We've made tons of progress. Blacks have more opportunity than they've ever had before. We've actually gone a little further with that, with affirmative action and quotas, giving them a business start to get their businesses going. We've done lots of nice things. And I guess it's not remembered. It's all forgotten. Because they still want reparations. They want this, they want that. So 75 to 80% of your NBA and your NFL are black and they're millionaires. Are they oppressed? No, not oppressed. Spoiled children. And I don't know why the owners of these teams don't have the guts, the rocks, to fire any player who goes on the field and disrespects the team and disrespects the nation. You want to be political? You be political off the field. But I've hired you to do a job, and that's play football. So you walk on the field, you do your job, no politics. And I would start sending a message, you're fired. These owners are all millionaires, probably close to billionaires anyway, so replace them. I'm a little tired of the whole sports thing anyway. I'm kind of burned out. I'm kind of out of the mood. I'm a big tennis fan, but I'm out of the mood now. I've kind of lost that. You know, a couple of weeks out of it, actually more than that now. You go through withdrawal for a little bit, and then it just wears off, and you feel good about things again, and you find things to do that you wouldn't be doing if you'd be watching TV all the time. So. We'll come right back to this. Got lots more to say. 1-800-313-9443. Steve Elkins sitting in for John Stoudmiller. This is the National Intel Report.
One shot at a time.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
And we are back. Before I go to the phones for our first caller here, I just want to make a last comment here about the riots, what's going on. What I saw last night, I watched for a while, and they're all dressed up in their military garb. They're looking like a bunch of badasses, the SWAT team, and their vehicles, their SWAT vehicles, and they're all in their heavy military garb. They're looking like they're ready to take on the enemy here, and then they're just kind of pussyfooting around here. It's quite embarrassing to have the ability to squash this bug, and they're not doing it because they're afraid how it all look, because the cameras are rolling and it's a presidential year here, and we just don't want to hurt anybody. But then you get two officers who get shot, and you think that would shake things up a bit here for police to say, let's crack some frickin' heads here. Let's crack some heads. That's what a nightstick is actually for, people. It's not for restraining somebody. restrain him with a nightstick? No, crack their frickin' head. Send a message, inflict a little bit of pain, and these people stop doing what they're doing. Stop pussyfooting around. You got the garb. You want to be a bunch of badasses in your SWAT gear? Then be a badass and nip this in the bud. As Barney Fife would say, nip it in the bud. Embarrassing to watch this stuff. First call here, John in California. You're on the show.
Hi, Steve. How are you doing today?
I don't know. I guess I'm kind of fired up. I'm doing all right, though. Yeah,
good. Thank you for that kind reply. You sent the link I sent you on the that comic book on Kovoid.
You liked that, did you?
Yeah, I thought of. Yeah, it was interesting. Another thing I told you a couple weeks ago about that link about the woman with Kovoid in the hospital who died. I found that again and sent it to you today. So if you get a chance, check that out too. So
I will do.
It was great. Anyway, this thing with quick on Black Lives, you know. I was looking at the video of that, and I forget his last, Kyle, the one who defended himself with a rifle and all that. Took
Kyle Rittenhouse,
another
Kenosha.
One.
Yeah, Kyle Rittenhouse.
Yeah. Good for him. You know, like I said, you know, the guy wasn't doing any more than he did to defend himself. Then wasn't firing all over the place. He went after him like he knows how to handle that gun.
Yeah,
but and
you know the sad part, John, is. Why do citizens have to rise up and do the job of government? Why didn't the government, why didn't the city take care of this? Why didn't they have the law enforcement that they needed, and if they needed to call in the National Guard, why didn't they do so? Why did they push civilians to say, okay, I'll rise up now and help out? Why did they push a civilian to do that?
I don't know. Like I said, he knew how to handle himself. He went out and kind of, yeah, did what he could. I know he was at the end. He was walking down the street, and here comes, I guess, were police, those vehicles and that. And he kind of put his hands up. He's walking, and somebody said, "You just move out of the way. Get out of the way." He kept going. Got out of there like everything else. And you're showing those guys were down, beaten, and one guy was trying to hit him with a skateboard. And he just turned around, popped the guy, not right in the head, not immediately hit him, and put him down. Yeah. I said, it's good. He knows how to use it, knows how to shoot pretty well. That's why I went to front sight. And I didn't go down there to go out, so I'm going to go out and shoot these people down if I can. I just want to, defend my home in that. But another thing, these SWAT, talk about SWAT teams. You don't see any SWAT teams going out there. Always the SWAT teams are always going after somebody in a house, a couple of people, bang. They're never going out there. And they're armed to the teeth. I've never seen them go after groups like that. You think, what's with that? No. You're going to do it, put them out,
Well, it's like the U.S. military. They never find an equal enemy of strength. There's no fun in that. They like to be dominant. They like to win all the time. So they pick on the weak element is what they do. And, you can say, why isn't SWAT going after gangs? Major gangs, MS-13. How come not? Too hard. It's too difficult. They don't want an equal. They don't want an equal fighting force. They want to dominate their opponent. That's why.
Yeah, and I said this long time back. People talk about when they did the riots back in the 60s. These guys had rocks and bottles. They were throwing at the police and doing that. And I said, why don't the police hire some people? Deputize and whatever behind them throwing rocks and bottles and Molotov back at these rioters. Let them get an own dose of them and see what they feel then. Take a flamethrower and hit, I'm not condoning that. Put a flamethrower into some of these people. See what it does there. Yeah. It just gets you up. And anyway.
Well, it's interesting, John. Last summer we were talking about disrespecting the police, and they were dumping water, buckets of water, on the police officers. You remember that last summer?
Yeah.
They started off throwing water, buckets of water in place, and the police kind of like, they kind of like, I don't know what to do. I'll laugh it off. But there was a start right then with disrespect for police officers. And this year, the new thing is, let's shoot them in the face while they're sitting in their car eating their Big Mac. So,
I
appreciate your call. John, unless you got something else to say, stay on the line. We'll come right back. This is the National Intel Report.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52, lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
And we are back, and we're going to go back to John in California. John, I'm going to ask you to kind of keep it short. I've got two more callers behind you, so go ahead and finish up what you got in your mind.
I'll go. You talk about the police and what they're going through. I know some of these are quitting. I feel for them, you know, whether they don't have enough time to get a retirement or what they deserve. But some of these, you know, wouldn't it be nice to interview some of these and get their thoughts about, you know, what they get up in the morning and this going on, some of these places like Portland, Seattle. Do they want to do it, or they've had it? Do they have families they're worried about? Or some of these guys singles, or some of these guys that did the SWAT? They got any families? Mm-hmm. People might go after them, the families and all this. But I told you I had police training. I washed out because of my eyesight at the end. But I've had some friends that stayed on. One became the police chief of San Francisco back then. Two of them were shot in the line of duty, I found out, and killed with families. Mm-hmm. And it's really tough. But, yeah, that'd be nice if you can do it. But, you know, yeah, That's a tough thing to think about.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, John, because I got somebody in the works here I'm going to have on the show. He was a police officer who threw in the towel, said, I'm done with it, out here in Central Florida. And I want to throw a lot of this stuff at him here, what's going on, why he left the industry itself, and what he thinks of today, what's going on, how it's being mishandled. I want to get his perception now, because he can actually talk about it now. He's not risking any retirement. He can come clean and say, this is what I believe, and without any retaliation. So I'm looking forward to that in the future here, a police officer who left the line of duty here, and to get his perspective. So that's coming in the coming weeks. I'm going to work on getting this gentleman on the show here and get his perspective. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Thanks, Steve.
Appreciate
thanks
your call, John. I got to move on here. Yeah. Appreciate Bye-bye. Your call. Going to RBN host Keith Rogers.
I'm sorry. I thought you had another caller ahead of me.
No, it's you. It's you.
Okay. That's making jokes. You know, as I mentioned, good evening to the platform tonight there. I follow trends, and if you can imagine what's going on in Australia and New Zealand, and also what has been going on in France, who's training law enforcement, and the, as your other caller had just mentioned there with the police, I had mentioned I have a clip for you. It'll be played on my Sunday show here. But the devise here is that we know we have one government with two wings, same bird. And we have those that, due to inaction, allow things to go on. We know who's funding these riots. They're not protests, they're riots. Then we have the fascist side of the law enforcement. And these are incremental for their New World Order. They are slowly bringing in the police to get people accepted, you know, or more accepted to it, allegedly to crack down on things. And of course, they're keeping people at bay with waiting for their stimulus checks, you know, mm-hmm. With bated breath like that, you know. What we're seeing, though, is the demise of the unions throughout the medical community, the demise of the police unions, the demise of the middle class. This is all part of this agenda with removing small businesses, taking out wealth, the massive corporate transfer of wealth, the bailouts that should have went to the people. It's their tax money. Instead, they bailed out these businesses who in turn filed bankruptcy and then got more bailouts, who through the PPP were supposed to keep those employees on, and yet they turned into grants where they were not, you know, they didn't have to pay them back, like a, you know. But this is an incremental, just like the one gal said over in Nazi Germany, as they roll out their New World Order, she said that when asked how did Germany do this to the people, and she says, well, it was like water dropping on a granite rock. You don't see the erosion at first like that, but over time you do. And so we've seen this since 9/11, the systematic destruction of our rights, our Constitution. And each time it's referred to as sacrificing our freedoms for our liberties and all this stuff like that, you know. And it's a shame that Americans don't catch on to this, that the country is being systematically destroyed and the same parties are all backing both sides of government.
Yeah, they do. So, yep, exactly.
So that's all I had to say there. But if you want to learn more about that, my show on Sunday at 8 o'clock p.m. Mountain Time, I'll be delving deep into this because it is my show title will be Legalized Murder. And, of course, the more you inflame the hatred, the more it enforces the ability to go out and police it, which brings military on the streets. I remember a couple of years ago when they were parking Humvees in Missoula, Montana, on the main street. It was just to get people accustomed to seeing them. And now we're starting to see them in Portland and other areas. It's you know, it's a gradual getting people used to what's coming. And then, of course, if you're going to have the alleged military that's going to go out there and use the vaccines and stuff like that, their story on vaccines has already fallen apart there. I've emailed quite a few people to that today about the so-called cases versus actual deaths there.
Right.
But they're still pushing this agenda. And look how bad they're doing it down there, where they're arresting women sitting on a park bench that's pregnant down in, I think it was Australia there. Mm-hmm. But, and now they tase.
Australia's a police state now. Australia is under police state.
And of course, what happened first is they went after the guns. So the more you ramp up violence here, I'm telling you, watch, there'll be a call to disarm Americans again.
Yeah.
And that's what's blocking them, is disarming Americans.
I agree.
So. Anyway,
thanks,
that's
Keith.
All I have for
Appreciate
you. All right, take care, Peter.
Thanks. You know, I watch, like I said, these SWAT teams, these militarized SWAT teams pussyfooting around with this whole issue of how to respond to the violence. And two of them got shot. One's in stable condition. He's going to be fine. He's going to heal up. The other one went actually home after just a night in the hospital. Pretty amazing. So he wasn't hurt that bad. I guess maybe shot off his pinky or something. Who knows? But here they have the ability to squash this whole movement and stop it. And they refuse to do it, or they're not allowed to. And yeah, that would be good reason enough to leave this field here for me. I would say, you know what, if I can't do my job, I'm going to leave and find something else I can do. I know the income is good. And I'm sure it's a darn good income. But it's embarrassing. It is embarrassing to be able to squash the movement, stop it, chop the head off the snake, and you're not allowed to do so. You must follow the orders to be passive as much as you can and coddle these lunatics who are tearing down your city. I would say to myself, well, how would Israel fix this problem, take care of this problem, if people in their own state, their own country, were doing this in their country, burning down cities? What would Israel do? Well, first of all, they would go after the funding. They go after people who are starting it. George Soros. They would neuter this guy. He would be gone. They would take him out. Not a problem. They'd take him out, and the money stops, the gravy train stops, and the movement stops. And they would crack heads where they need to crack heads, and they would shoot bullets, not rubber bullets. They would take down people, and they would send a clear message, who is in control here? Now, defending your cities, if a government decides to defend their cities here, is that being a police state? No, that's actually just taking care of your citizens. You're doing the right thing here. If you don't do anything, they'll tear it all down. And as I heard somebody talking on Mike Rivero's show, we're going to have to pay for all this mess. We're going to have to pay for all this mess that they've torn up and burned down with our tax dollars. I would be hard. I'd be very tight with the money if I were a president and say, no, I offered you the help. You said, no, I don't want your help. You made the issue a police state. You wouldn't allow federal authorities to go in there and squash this movement. So therefore, you figure it out. How are you going to pay for all this? You figure it out. We helped you. You didn't want it. Now figure it out. You're going to see a mass exodus from these states because they're going to have to raise their taxes. They're going to find some way to pay for all this. And I'm tired of footing the bill for irresponsibility and stupidity and ignorance. You shouldn't have to pay the bill either. It's the old saying, it's your bed, you made the bed, now lie in it. That's the way it goes. Back to the phones here. John in Michigan, you're on the show.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, oh, Steve?
Yes, I'm here.
An echo. Okay.
I'm here.
Two comments. Okay, I'm good, too. Your last one caller before was talking about, you know, the police, they have someone behind them. Well, I met a former retired Marine that was stationed in Belgium at the embassy, and I asked him, I said, well, is it true about all of these terrorists making that their home base? He goes, oh, yeah. He said they made an agreement with the Belgium government that they won't bring that type of activity to Belgium, and he said that something happened to one of their people, not our people, but the terrorists, and they started storming the embassy. And he said the Belgian police, they came out and shut it down real quick. He said they used water cannons, and people just dispersed very quickly. So it can be done very, very easy with just water cannons.
Yeah, you can kill two birds with one stone. Every fire they would light, you could put it out, and you could also push them back with the water. You could kill two birds with one stone in that movement.
and they would be wet and have to go home and change their clothes. and otherwise they'd be miserable. But also, I think it was in 2017, I heard from either Hagman, there's Hagman and Hagman, or from John Rappaport, a story about a meeting that was held in San Francisco where they were planning on doing exactly what they're doing today. They were going to arm people, train them, and someone infiltrated that meeting and came out with this information. So they've been planning this for at least 3 years that from that meeting, at least. And so it's well-organized. We know George Soros, but other corporations, too, and stars like Michael Jordan and LeBron James are financing this, too. So the people have to be accountable, held accountable, and I think once President Trump gets reelected, everybody will be held accountable.
Yeah. Well, I find it kind of ironic and laughable that LeBron James, worth as much as he is, I think it was $400 million the last time I looked him up for his net worth, is afraid of white people. Are you really afraid of white people? Are you afraid of that white, that big white check you get from a white man that sits up in the office? I think it's embarrassing. I hope people really take this to heart and say, you know what? I'm not going to buy a ticket. I'm not buying any tickets for the NBA. I'm not buying tickets for the NFL anymore. I'm done. You guys are full of yourselves. You're prima donnas. And we're done. You got a job to do. You decided to go beyond that and be political. Well, no paycheck for you. I hope you saved your money. I hope you invested it well, but go away. Go away. I mean, LeBron James is a high school graduate, no college. He can play ball. But outside of basketball, what if he didn't have the money right now? What could LeBron James do to make this country a better place? What skill set does he have that he could do something good and give back to America? What could he do? You don't give back to America by playing ball. So what could he do? We don't know.
Well, I appreciate your time, Steve. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it, too. John in Oregon, you're on the show.
Uh-oh. Hello, Steve?
Hello, John. Yep, I'm here.
Yeah. Back in 1983... I was reading JAMA. Are you familiar with JAMA?
Yes, I am.
I thought you might be.
Journal of JAMA, American Medicine. Yep, I know.
That's right.
Yeah.
In that magazine, it stated that 300,000 people die from properly prescribed medication.
True. And medical error. Believe. Yes, and medical error.
Yeah,
yes.
But they didn't mention medical error. They said properly prescribed.
I think that's agree. Included in medical malpractice, medical error in a hospital. That's about the right. People make mistakes. Yeah, that's about right.
The number 300,000. Okay, yep. Now fast forward to ads on TV for Humira.
Okay.
And I found out that Humira is the number one prescribed medication in the world. And it
actually, I'm glad you mentioned that because I saw the commercial today. And after all the smiles were over in the commercial, all the young people were all smiles that this drug is so good. Then they had this long list of side effects and including death. It's amazing. They could sell you this terrible medication with so many liabilities, so many things to go wrong, with one thing maybe goes right, but you've got a long list of things that could go bad for you. That's like Russian roulette. It really is. I'm not willing to take that gamble.
Also in that commercial, it says it suppresses your immune system.
Yes, it does. Right.
Which is supposedly combating RA.
Right.
And also it says you can experience new or worsening heart failure.
Yep. Yep. I saw the same commercial today and I laughed about
it. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So now let's go into the nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think they're giving the people in nursing homes? I bet you they're giving them Humira. Because probably a lot of them have RA,
mm-hmm.
or they think they do.
Yeah, yeah.
They're also giving them flu shots and things like that.
Sure.
So this began, this COVID thing began in the nursing homes in Washington State.
Right.
They died. Well, if they're given this Humira and other medications, they probably died because of that. Not necessarily.
Well, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that, because down here in Florida, of course, a lot of retirees, a lot of snowbirds down here. And if people don't recognize what a comorbidity or underlying health problem is, I guarantee you, you can walk down here, you can come down here to Florida, go into an elderly person's house, open up their medicine cabinet, and I guarantee there's going to be a half a dozen or maybe a dozen bottles of comorbidities or underlying health problems. Medication. Especially cardiac medication, any medication for respiratory, pulmonary, is a comorbidity here. And this was never emphasized from the very beginning because, you see, they needed to build the fear factor on this. They also needed to spread the lies of you can walk around positive and be a vector and spread it and kill grandma. What a lie that thing was. Major lies. John, stay on the line here. We'll be right back to you. This is the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins sitting in for John Stadmiller.
I'm on a Mexican radio.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening live virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
That video.
touched the poor old lady's eyes. Just for fun, he says, get a job. That's just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is.
Steve Open sitting in for John Stadmiller, the National Intel Report, 1-800-313-9443. Got a little bit of technical difficulties here trying to figure out what's going on. I think we might be having some gremlins attacking us tonight here. I must have said something that ticked them off. I don't know. What did I say? I said the J word a couple times, but in a way of saying that's how they would handle the problem with all the riots. I don't think that was derogatory or nasty, mean-spirited. I think that's exactly what they would do. Squash the bug. I don't know. Let's see if we can go back to the phones lines here. John in Austin, you're on the show.
Oh, this is John from Oregon. You lost me.
Okay, I'm not. Bed evidently had made some requests that I can hear you now. Yeah, is that you? Okay, so I'm just going to keep talking. So we have no. Okay. Okay, so I can call on a caller, right? Okay. John and Austin should be there, right? John and Austin, you're on the show.
Hello.
There you go.
Another caller was still on the line, actually. I don't know if he still is, but the guy from before the break.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I had a couple of things I wanted to mention there. I was listening to Mark Windows on Tuesday, and I had a guest in, and it was a very interesting interview, and she happened to be talking about Margaret Thatcher, because she grew up in the same town that Thatcher did. And it just brought back some memories, and these riots that are going on at the moment. As a result of Margaret Thatcher's policies, I found myself, after working in the textile industry for about 17, 18 years, I had to leave Britain to go find a job, and I worked in the Philippines, and I came back after 2 years. And after a few years of sort of hanging about wondering what the hell I was going to do, I decided, my best buddy in London said, why don't you go to college and try and get into university? And I thought, well, why the hell not? I've got nothing else to do. So I did that. And I just learned some stuff, Steve, that was really quite eye-opening. I hear the music there. Do you want me to hold on?
Yeah, I tell you what, John, hold your thought there. We'll come back. Second right. hour of the National Intel Report coming right up. Short commercial break. Be right back.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet, also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.